Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made,
and we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We want to invite you to Sunday service, especially on Father's Day. If you're looking for a church to come to celebrate your Father in heaven, your Father in the earth, please come to Celebration Tabernacle Church on June 15th for our special Father's Day service beginning at 10 a.m. Call up your dad, call up somebody who's mentored you, somebody who's spoken into your life, and invite them to come to church on Sunday the 15th at 10 a.m.
Yes, don't miss this. Be intentional here. Make this Father's Day for your dad the best Father's Day of his life. Give him the best gift, not a tie, or some tools. make it the best gift. The best gift is you and your dad goes to church together and worship God. That's the best gift. So all of you out there listening under the sound of our voice here, call up your dad and say, Dad, I got a gift for you. I am going to spend Father's Day with you, and we're going to start it off in church. Okay, guys?
We're continuing the topic, life in the Spirit. And we left off yesterday in Genesis chapter 1. And Genesis chapter 2, Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Then Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living being. And when we tie that in with Job chapter 33, verse 4, the Spirit of God has made me, and the breath of the Almighty gives life. Yeah. These scriptures, we can't just forget about them, say, I heard them before. I already know that. We have to really meditate on the totality of the Word of God, our originating point. We were created, our physical body was created by God in the earth realm. He put already a place within us to be able to deposit his Spirit so that he can communicate effectively with us on this mission that he sent us on here in the earth. So the Spirit of God has made me. The intention of God was for you to be here. No matter how you got in the earth, what the circumstances was, the intention of God was for you to be in the earth. Why? Because he has an assigned purpose for you to do here in the earth at a set time, at this appointed time. So the Spirit of God has made you. You did not make yourself. Remember Psalm chapter 100, verse 3, it is God who made us. We didn't make ourselves. There's nobody in the earth who physically made themselves, and there's nobody in the earth who spiritually made themselves. Every person who exists is proof that a female and a male came together and produced offspring. Each and every person. There is no way around it. We can't make a person any other way except through that physical process that takes place in the earth. There's not a person that you're going to see. People may try to say, oh, I don't have no mom. I don't have no dad. You know, somebody, there was a female and there was a male that brought every person's physical body into existence here in the earth, and only because it was graced and it was intended by God for you to be here.
And backed up make that strong connection and understanding. There's a job continuing in 32. Not only 32 and 33. Job making this point, he says, but there is a spirit in man. There, Job is making that point. There's a spirit in man. That's the connecting point. God is a what? Who is God? He is spirit. So now I understand Genesis chapter 127. God is spirit. And God make us, Job says, in his likeness. How is that likeness? Oh, we look like God? That's not what he's talking about. There's a spirit, what? In man. That connect us to God. So now spirit to spirit. Because he doesn't reason with us from the soulish realm. I don't understand. He does not reason with us from the soulish realm, from my mind. My mind will reason God out in a second. Your mind will reason God out in a second. And Thessalonians tells us, the Bible tells us there, that the flesh cannot understand nor comprehend anything about God. Because it's what? Carnal. What does it mean, carnal? It means it belongs to the earth. It thinks like the earth. It operates like the earth. It doesn't operate from the realm of the spirit. Watch this. Watch this guy. Watch this. Powerful truth. Revelation. In the book of Revelation 1, John in there give us an understanding. He says, I, John, was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. And I heard. Hallelujah. You got that. He says, he wasn't hearing anything from the mind. That's right. Go ahead, God. I'm going to be preaching here. I preach myself happy. And this Wednesday morning here. Good.
Galatians chapter 6, verse 8 tells us, for he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. So we have to make a quality decision. What are we going to sow toward? Are we going to sow toward our flesh, which then will reap corruption? Or are we going to sow toward the Spirit and then reap everlasting life? Because our mind is easily influenced. If we continue to focus, hyperly focus on something, and we continue to pull more and more information, we could easily be corrupted. And the Bible warns us of different deceptions going out by false teachers, maybe intentionally, maybe unintentionally, just not having full understanding. So our mind is easily corrupted, but our spirit is not easily corrupted, because our spirit knows the genuineness of God. Our spirit knows the reality of God. So our spirit is able to uncover any counterfeit. It's able to detect counterfeit in our spirit, man. That's why sometimes you just have they call it a gut feeling. Well, it's really a spirit discernment. It's a spirit of discernment where you just know that despite what it looks like, what it sounds like, it's either the right decision or the wrong decision based on the situation. That spirit of discernment, it just quickens within you, and you automatically know which route to take. You automatically know which response to give, but it's beyond reason. It's not something that you could sit down and write the pros and the cons and logically reason it out. It's just the quickening of discernment that flows through the spirit man, where God is telling you, where that ultimate authority has spoken, and you just know that you know what direction to go, what decision to make, how to respond and such, because the spirit just overrides all the other systems. The spirit says, no, that doesn't matter. Don't go by what it looks like. The Spirit say, don't go by what it feels like. The Spirit say, you don't got to look at all the logistics of it. Just do. And then as in the doing and in becoming comfortable with doing the things that God is directing us to do, then we do it more and we do it more and we do it more. And then we get the results of it. At first, you know, different things are intimidating. But when the Spirit of God is communicating with you, you know, without a doubt, what direction to go. When people try to pester you, when people try to get you to change your mind, no, you're sure. Why? Because the Lord has spoken, the Lord of hosts, the one who is in the quality control, the one who is the creator of all this. He spoke, and you know that he spoke. He doesn't, not audibly in your ear, but through your spirit, you just know, stop. Yeah. You just know, go. You just know. By the spirit of discernment, the spirit of God. He wants to be able to communicate with all of us like that daily, not just at different critical points or different times of life, but daily.
Yeah. So we're making the point and continue to make the point with clarity and understanding. There's a spirit in man that God placed in us. Now, when that spirit come alive, it is able to hear God. Then communication between man and God, it has to come from there. John tells us, and I make mention briefly, in Revelation chapter 1, verse 10. And I would ask you to read the entire chapter of Revelation chapter 1, and you'll get the understanding of the totality of our teaching and how important it is for you to see the composition of man, body, soul, and spirit, and how the most important part of us is the spirit. John says in verse 10, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard. What did he say? He says he was what? In the spirit. On the Lord's day, and he heard, and I heard behind me a loud voice as of a trumpet saying, I am the Alpha. He started to hear God. It wasn't hearing him from the flesh. And we're going to continue throughout this whole month to enlighten our listeners, guys, that we need to hear God in the spirit and nothing spooky, not a spooky voice.
Yeah.
Oh, going up in a cloud. We're going to teach you. It's the composition of a man. A man is made up body, soul, and spirit. Go ahead, guys.
Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make Your Day Count.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.